Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
And now for something completely different.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the Patty Vasquez Show.
Oh, my God.
Swing.
The Patty Vasquez Show.
Dad, she's like a dad.
Mom is sitting right there.
Are you ready for this?
Seriously, is it going to be hot or cold tomorrow? Because I need to know how high I have to shave. Let's go.
Chicago's own Patty Vasquez, everybody.
WGN.
Hi. It's me. I'm back. It's Patty Vasquez. I'm so happy to be home in Chicago. Just got back from Erie, Pennsylvania, doing some shows there. But now I'm live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. I'm so happy. I'm a little pumped. I'm a little amped tonight. And producer Craig Collins knows that because I picked him up for work tonight and did not know. You know, that was my fault because the doors were unlocked.
It's the scariest thing that ever happened to me.
Is it really?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Esmeralda, have you ever gone to pick somebody up and then get this distracted? Or have you ever, like, ever been surprised? Like, even, you know, at home or something, like, you didn't know someone else was in the room with you, and they come around the corner, and you just scream bloody murder? You ever?
No, it's happened to me.
Right.
Like, I've done it to people.
Were you scared the hell out of them?
Yeah, and it's like, you just talked to me like 5 minutes ago. How do you forget that I'm here?
Blood-curdling scream.
Yeah, you had texted me to come outside to your car
right?
And then screamed as soon as I opened the door.
But then you texted me back about something, and I was replying to that text, so
right.
I thought that you were still on your way out. And as I was replying to your text, the door opened, and I screamed very loudly.
You know, cell phones are mobile. They move with you.
You're walking with it. Bob Kessler, up in news, have you ever had scared someone or been scared to surprised and elicited a girly scream like I did?
I would like to think that I've never frightened anyone. It's always, you know, my arrival is always a pleasant thing, but I can't say that's true.
But Craig's arrival is a pleasant thing.
No, yeah, not today.
It just startled you so much. Maybe it was a little.
I thought I was. I thought I got in the wrong van. It was so scary that I thought I was intruding on some person I didn't know.
I do have a very loud scream.
Yes,
a very loud surprise scream, don't I?
Yeah. No, it made my heart race. I couldn't calm down even after I sat in the van with you. I was still unsure if it was the right person.
Neither one of us could calm down. I had
no.
to pull over. I was laughing so hard from the adrenaline of it.
Yeah, and I was just afraid of everything.
I screamed very loudly.
I've been really like on eggshells with you since then, the rest of the night tonight. I don't want to scare you at all. Don't want you to yell anymore.
Oh, man.
Do you announce yourself in the room?
I do. I wave a few times and make a lot of motions before I go into the room. Warning, I am stepping in here now.
Yeah, now that you know how vulnerable I am.
I'm going to get like a bell around my neck. Like
oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah,
could you
just
have a bell?
You know. Yeah.
That was, yeah, he opened the door. And like, I knew you were coming, but I thought
didn't seem like it.
It was like a horror movie scream, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes, it really was. You would have a great career if you want to do that.
I have quite the set of lungs.
You do.
I've been told. Yeah, I think I'm a little rattled today. I don't know how you all celebrated your Easter. I was at my in-laws. Esmeralda, did you have a chance to spend time with friends and family?
Nope.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of...
I spent my Easter at WGN.
All day?
Yeah. Well, no. Like 6, but you know.
6? You know that Easter...
I woke up at like 3,
you know,
so just...
Like mass is it like... Like my husband and my sons went to 7:30 mass. Oh, wow. I'm just kidding, Esmeralda. There are other ways to celebrate Easter.
No, and when you do celebrate by yourself, it's sort of awesome if you still buy a whole bunch of candy.
You got
to
buy
yourself.
All the candy.
Yeah, like get a basket and hide it. I know where it is, but I still want to hide it.
See, I saw a lot
grass.
Of
grass.
Right. The fake grass is awesome, isn't it? But then where does that go?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All over my apartment.
Did you see people posting like their ridiculously ordinate Easter baskets? Yeah.
I saw a couple.
There were some people. Like, I saw a kid I went to grade school with and played Little League baseball with. And his, I know, it's very intense.
Facebook.
And I went to school with his wife, too. And they had, like, this elaborate Easter baskets all lined up on their counter. And I'm like,
see, at least they can be okay with that, though, because they didn't make it for themselves. They made it for their children. When I put one of those together for myself.
I think that's sweet. I think you should have your own tradition.
Right. And just
you know
really
what
build
I,
it up.
You know what I saw? And I didn't know this was a thing. Or maybe it's not. It's just the people I know are crazy. Those lamb cakes.
What lamb cakes?
I don't know. They're just in the shape of a lamb.
Okay.
But then in the next picture, they're cutting into it, and it's all red.
Ew!
It's bleeding. Like
it's a red velvet cake?
Oh, no.
No,
that's
it's
awesome.
Like it's spewing out,
it's
you
gushing?
Know, quote-unquote blood.
Oh.
It's gushing,
it's the
oozing?
Weird. I saw two instances of it
wow.
on my Facebook, and it kind of freaked me out. I'm like, all right.
And they weren't people that know each other?
No.
Wow.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Oh, my. Bob Kessler, do you have any Easter traditions?
I don't think it should be a thing.
No, it should not be a thing.
Easter tradition. I went to Mass with my parents this morning, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock Mass.
There you go.
In Woodstock.
Oh, that's a lot.
I was visiting them. Well, I stayed over.
Right, okay.
So, yeah. And then I came back here in the afternoon and worked.
And also spent your afternoon at WGN.
I spent my late afternoon and now evening, and now late evening at WGN.
Wow, that's a lot of time at WGN. We have, I spend every Easter now with, I can't remember what my Easters were like before my in-laws. Like, I don't know if they've just completely erased the slate for me, because it's every year at my husband's aunt's house. But today I got there late because I was coming from the airport from Erie, and I'm wearing my Easter dress, and I'd had a lot of water on the plane to stay hydrated, so I had to go to the bathroom quite frequently. And I was in a rush because Declan, who has autism, we have to make sure that, like, someone's watching him. So I was trying to take turns with my husband, so in my rush to get out of the bathroom, I did wash my hands, but did not notice that I had not completed my job in the bathroom. I don't know if that makes any sense. All I know is I walked into the dining
room. Which job? There can be a few different jobs.
I know. I walked into the dining room, and my niece goes, "Aunt Patty, your butt's showing." I had tucked my dress into the waistband of my underwear, and that's a lovely look.
That job. Okay.
That job.
Dressing
myself.
Yeah,
dressing myself. Being presentable is the job of leaving the bathroom. Right. Do you think any job of leaving the bathroom is being presentable? Well, I mean, like, yes.
I think the job of the bathroom is going to the bathroom.
Going to the bathroom.
Leaving
the
bathroom is the key statement in that job.
I did not leave the bathroom in a presentable state. How's
right.
that? I was not presentable. I did not have any toilet paper anywhere. Yes, I had tucked. And this is a flowy dress. So I didn't even notice that there was, like, I was getting more of a breeze. So it's because it's already a flowy dress. So it kind of has its own breeze. Little. Yeah, walked out of the dining room. Dress tucked in my underwear. Class. You know why? Because I'm classy.
Easter.
Oh, yeah. Happy Easter to me. There's no pictures of that. There, you don't, and you don't walk that off either. You're full on buttocks in the dining room. That's nice.
At least it was in front of family. Though.
It was. It was in front of. At least it was, not everybody was in there. At least the food hadn't been brought out yet.
And it wasn't a work party. That would be worse.
That would be much worse.
Yeah.
Yes, I will be. It's never happened to me. I will be uber aware of that for the rest of my life. I shall make sure that everything is untucked and as
triple check.
Am I covered? Am I covered back out? Oh, you'll see me cool. walking out of the bathroom, like, you know, patting my behind, making sure that it's covered. Is this covered? Is
and
this
not covered? Screaming at all.
Not
hopefully.
Screaming. Yeah. Not screaming at strangers walking
Good.
Down the hall
or people you know.
Well, I'm, you know, there is. I guess I should be happy that I did walk into the dining room with my dress. You know, my butt out and no one screamed. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, there you go.
There was no screaming.
It's a positive silver lining, Patty.
It's a silver lining. Happy Easter to me. I'm often the fool at most holiday events.
Are you?
I do things.
You're the unlucky.
I'll break something. Like, I was very nervous. They have bone china coffee cups that I was very nervous with today.
Yeah. Anytime that someone gives you something and they tell you it's valuable, don't you feel like you're going to drop it a whole lot more?
Oh,
you
exponentially increase the chances that I will destroy your property.
It actually happens with me with babies, which is a bad thing.
Hold the head.
If someone gives me a baby, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I shake until they take it away.
Why do people make you hold babies?
I don't know.
That seems like something you should volunteer for.
No. No. People seem to think that they can just hand
around,
you a baby.
Yeah.
No.
I would like a joint sometimes.
Here, have some of this.
You've never been to, like, a baby party? They just hand you a baby? Wow, Patty.
Esmeralda, are you ever inadvertently handed a baby?
No one gives me babies.
No one gives me babies.
I just look at them, but no one's... I think because they think
the
I'm not, like...
I'm going to leave the show today, and someone's going to hand me a baby.
Bob, are you giving babies?
I am giving babies. I have a couple of nephews. They're toddlers now, but, you know, cousins who have babies, friends who have babies. I'm always afraid I'm going to hold them like they're a cat, like the wrong way. You know, cats
have
a certain
waist.
Cats have a certain. You know, you could grip a cat or hold it in a certain way. And babies aren't the same.
No, you got to support the. Yeah, they got a big wobbly head. Yeah, they haven't developed neck muscles.
Babies need a certain.
Did you say you were going to hold him by the scruff? You want to hold a baby by its
scruff? Greg said that.
Oh, that was Craig. All right. Somebody was scruff holding.
I think he said that. I don't know.
Yeah, babies don't land on all fours. That's just. Here's a rule from Patty Vasquez. Babies don't land on all fours on WGN. This is the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN, and I have in studio, I'm being joined by comedian Leah Berman, who's swinging by. Just got, well, not just back, but you were home for Passover.
I was home.
And just for a couple days?
Yeah, just to visit the fam, you know.
Yeah, I love
get
Boston.
My fill. Oh.
Such a great city.
I miss it so
How do you,
much.
Why are you here?
I've been here for 10 years,
wow.
actually.
Do you want to go back or are you going to go to L.A.?
I want to stay here. I love Chicago.
All
but
right.
my heart is with Boston. You know,
it's a great.
I'm going to make a lot of enemies on the air right
no,
now.
No, I think that if Chicagoans were to pick a different another, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
There's a very hometown feel in Boston. There's a very hometown feel here with the Cubs. You know, Wrigley's right in the middle of this residential area. That's exactly what Fenway is like. It's just boom, right in the middle of a bunch of houses.
Let's ask. Well, you know what city do you think of as, like, if you were going to live anywhere else? WGN listeners, where would you live? I think that Boston's my pick.
Yeah.
We're at 312-981-7200. Let us know. Chime in. Leah and I are hanging out. And I think that Boston's my, like, I would not pick New York.
No, I couldn't.
Philly's kind of a cool city.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would be the other city you would consider living in?
I love Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, that's nice.
Love.
Now, but I think the Southern, like the culture of the South would be difficult for me to overcome.
It would be hard. We're loud.
Yes.
We're big personalities.
Well, I have to say the East Coasters are even louder than Chicagoans.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah. I remember being in Atlantic City going, really? The decibel level has gotten extraordinary.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. It's, and like personal conversations, but like across the room.
Yeah.
I remember being in, like, they have a lot of outlet stores in Atlantic City, and this guy just like walked in and yelled at his wife across the store. Hey, I'm gonna be out by the car, right? Seriously, none of us are here. This is your universe right here.
It's like what, you know, this is how you just talk. This is how you communicate.
Yeah.
You know?
The rest of us, we're just moving around in your world. Oh, it's very strange. So we were talking a little bit about Easter celebrations. I had tucked my dress into my underwear.
Yeah, I saw
classy.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true story. On Facebook.
True story.
Shared that.
I can't go anywhere. I can't.
I want to talk about the lammy cakes.
The lamb cakes at Esmeralda. Esmeralda, meet Leah Berman. Leah Berman, that's Esmeralda up there in traffic.
I know these lammy cakes.
You do?
What is that about?
Is that about? And it's mortifying when you're at this table. I saw it today. And I said to my boyfriend, I said, do you know about these lamb cakes? And he was like, I've never seen that
Where
before.
Were you that there was a lamb
cake? We were at Jewel.
Oh, you were at Jewel?
Yeah.
they're cute and all, but
until you eat it.
But then it bleeds?
It's just bleeding everywhere.
And it's red. It's like almost like a red velvet cake inside. It's disgusting.
I've never heard of this. Okay, again, if we have anybody out there that knows why these lamb cakes are bleeding all over your dining room tables, give us a call at 312-981-7200. Yeah, I think that, that seems disturbing for
it's
Easter.
Gross.
I mean, like, I know for Fat Thursday, Fat Tuesday, whatever fat day you're going to do that on, Fat Tuesday.
Whatever day you get fat.
Yeah, whatever day you get fat on, they have like that baby cake. Where you know, if you might get the plastic baby in your slice of cake.
No, I've never heard of this.
Esmeralda?
That I've heard of, and it's good luck or something like that.
It's a little baby, a baby toy. It's a little plastic baby toy, which I've always thought, like, what if you bite into that? So are you, like, cautiously eating it the whole time?
You swallow it.
Can we put the baby in the bloody lamb cake? Can we do that? The baby in the bloody lamb cake. Oh, man. Yeah, that is disturbing. These are disturbing holiday traditions.
Oh, with the knife in the head, and you're just like, what?
What is going on with this? This poor cake. What are the traditional foods for Passover? Because I'm not familiar.
There's brisket.
Okay.
Which is absolutely. Well, there's matzah. I mean, let's not forget
matzah.
That this is when we eat matzah.
Your unleavened bread.
It's a big cracker. Let's be honest.
But it's got more attitude than just a cracker.
It's got a little bit of attitude.
Yeah.
Jewish people hate when non-Jewish people are, I love matzah, because we're like, ugh.
No one loves matzah.
Yeah, no one loves matzah. Stop. Eat it for a week. only matzah for a week.
Can we also like Manischewitz? Are we allowed to like...
Do you?
I don't know. I've never tried a Manischewitz. Is it? And is it because it's kosher?
It is kosher wine. It's the wine that you drink at Passover. It's just disgusting.
Is it sweet?
We don't drink. My family doesn't. We could just drink some red wine.
Okay,
let's call it a night.
It's supposed to be like boiled to a certain degree.
That's a Bubby question. I would have to ask my Bubby.
We'll call Bubby next time. Okay, so you got your matzah and your non-kosher wine.
You got brisket. You know, you got. Also, I mean, matzo ball soup. I mean, let's start the meal with the matzo ball soup.
It's a big ball of flour.
Oh, my aunt makes the best.
What makes a good matzo? What makes, I mean, is it the
I
broth?
It's the balls.
Oh, the balls.
I think it's
all right, there you go. The midnight teas came early. But I mean, like, there's a different consistency. Sometimes
absolutely.
It's like a big dumpling.
Some people do like a lot of broth, and some people do like a lot more chicken. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's different ways that you can do it. And everybody's got the best recipe. Let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my grandmother's recipe.
It's your grandmother.
My grandmother's recipe. Oh, my grandmother's recipe.
Leah Berman's. You have to find hers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Passover is the rite of is when you had to put a symbol on the door so that God would pass over and not
the angel of death would pass over the Jewish homes and not take the firstborn son.
Okay.
Which was the last plague.
That's intense.
It's a sad,
yes,
sad story. You know, it's morbid.
It is. Please, please don't take our firstborn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the what's that Disney movie? The Prince of Egypt. Did you see this movie?
I did not.
It's basically the Passover movie. I'm watching it. I'm like,
oh, it's tragic.
Oh my.
Did they hide the Prince of Egypt to not?
Well, the Prince of Egypt was Moses, you know, and they, you know, Moses gets raised by the Egyptians.
Because mom leaves him on the side of the river.
Exactly. In the bassinet. You know, and then he ends up, you know, realizing who he is and ends up, you know, rallying to free the Jewish people who, you know, he parts the Dead Sea. And
the burning bush. And there's the commandments. Yes.
And they go through and the Pharaoh dies. It's the whole thing, you know.
So for Passover, when you came in, I said, happy Passover. But that seems sort of like incongruous to say.
Well, because it is a happy thing because the angel of death did pass over our homes. And so we
made
once
it.
Again, let's eat.
Triumphant. Where's the brisket and the matzah? Wow. And you were home for how long in Boston?
I was home for 3 days.
That's
and got sick while I was home.
I'm so sorry.
My mom says to me, it's every time you come home.
Yeah.
Every time.
You save up for mom to take care of you.
She says my body literally knows I'm coming home and just collapses.
Just got to be taken care of. Wow.
Yep, it's the best.
And what drew you to Chicago then from Boston?
So my brother and I actually moved here 10 years ago. He actually worked for Blue Man Group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
There
at Briar Street?
Yeah, at Briar Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's just the best show.
It
and
is.
It's just so
And I
fun.
Say that never having seen it, but I've
Have
seen
you
all
never
the commercials.
Seen it?
I've seen them on like the Tonight Show.
It's phenomenal.
And I would imagine it's really good for kids with autism too. It's because of the sensory
so
thing.
So much going on and it's just so exciting and
I think
music.
My son would want to run he would want to rush the stage.
Your son would be happy just in the lobby. The lobby itself is a show.
Is it cool?
It's unbelievable.
And is he still with the Blue Man Group?
No, so he actually moved back to Boston 7 years ago. He's married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I stayed here and I've met the best friends in the world here. I just had the best group of friends and this comedy community is amazing.
And you have a Monday night comedy show
at
Logan Square.
Yes, at the Logan Theater. Yes, yes. Free open mic. Come.
And that is tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow night.
She's so funny. I'm like, I'm helping you promote this.
But yes, do it. Yes,
yes, just go. Come. And when would that be? Tomorrow night.
Yeah, at the Logan Theater. Then the Logan Theater, I don't know if you've been.
Is it a movie theater?
It's the old Logan Theater and they redid the whole thing. There's a huge bar in there, first of all.
Ooh.
But yeah, I mean, so you can bring drinks into the theater. And it's fantastic, but they really just resurrected it from, you know, 1950s vintage posters and 1960s.
Oh,
vintage.
Great!
It's beautiful in there.
Oh,
it's
like
really
that.
Cool.
And then we can have it's at 8:30 on Mondays.
Yeah, it's 8:30.
But people maybe can come in like wander. Do people wander in and out? I know it's weird
all
for
the
comics.
Time.
Yeah.
And we have people that are going to see a movie and then they're done with the movie and they come down.
Yay.
And so it's a real for comics. They love it because it's a real audience. You know,
yes.
It's you know usually we're performing
for each other,
mm-hmm. and everybody's in their own notebook and they're not really paying attention
or they're judging.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, come on,
but, Leah. You know, you're at WGN. I'm not going to judge you here.
All right.
Yeah, especially after this. This is Patty Vasquez live in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue, and I'm in studio with comedian Leah Bourbon, who's originally from Boston but has lived in Chicago for 10 years. Do you consider yourself still a Bostonian?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or not a Chicagoan?
And my friends would kill me for saying that. Like, you've been here forever. What's your problem?
You know? I can still say that. You're a Boston girl.
I'm a Boston girl, but I live in Chicago and I love it. And I love it.
Yes.
I do.
Well, you've been here for 10 years. You haven't gone back.
No.
Here, Jill wants to talk to us about Boston. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I spent Easter and Passover in a Catholic hospital working second shift, so
I
don't feel bad.
That's busy. I had to be busy.
Yeah. What? It wasn't too bad. Not many babies born. No bleeding lamb cakes or anything.
No lambs needing a tourniquet. Good.
Yeah, that is pretty creepy.
Yes.
Well, I had her mind to pick there. My sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephew are in Boston now because my nephew is running the Boston Marathon.
Yes, tomorrow's the marathon.
That's
marathon
right.
Monday is tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but the news guy really made me feel better when he said it's the safest place.
It is honest to God the safest place they could be right now. That Boston is going to take care of business. It's going to be so magical. I am so upset I can't be there. I know a lot of people running in it. It is the best day. Nobody goes to work.
It will be cool.
Yeah, it's going to even more so now.
Patriots Day, right?
It's Patriots Day. Nobody goes to work. The banks aren't open. There's no school. A lot of kids are on break this week. You know, their spring break is this week. It is a really, really, really cool day. And everybody comes out with buckets of water and is handing out, you know, water to all the runners. And it's just a great day. And it's going to be, I can't believe it. It's going to be amazing.
Well, tomorrow's going to be amazing because of the emotional gravity of it, too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
With the Bruins winning today. And yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, Leah, what I was going to ask you, they had a travel person on Nick's show, actually, the other day, and they asked her favorite places, and she said Boston and San Francisco. So I thought, when I talk to my sister, and she's dragging my sore nephew around, where should they go in Boston? What do you love there that they would want to see?
How old is your nephew?
Oh, he's 25.
Oh, okay, so they can go
and
do everything.
They're like 50 and 52.
So they need to go into Faneuil Hall, and they need to just go have a great time, you know? They need to eat all sorts of food.
Chowder and live lobster.
Oh. Get some lobster. Yeah. Just sit out on the wharf and just hang.
Yeah, Faneuil Hall is one of the greatest.
And they need to get to a Sox game. I mean, if you're going to experience anything in Boston, you've got to go to Fenway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds great, and you reassured me also with – you're a very nice lady. You guys are so funny. I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you, Jill. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Oh, she's so nice.
She was very nice. I love to travel, and Boston's just one of those places because the comedy scene there seems like it's pretty locked down.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't let outsiders in as much. No.
No, not so much. And, you know, but there's not as many places as there are in Chicago.
Right.
That there are very limited places to perform in Boston. But the comedians that do come out of Boston,
yeah,
you know, they're
great.
Tight comedians.
Oh, one of the greatest ever is Joe Iannetti.
Sure.
Joe Iannetti is a great comedian.
I think Steve Sweeney. Yeah. You know, love him.
Absolutely. It's some great comics. And do you get a chance to travel a lot? I mean, are you on the road?
I want to more. Oh, travel for comedy?
Comedy, yeah.
Farthest I've gone is Champaign.
Oh, really?
Champaign, Illinois.
It's not bad. That's good. That's college town doing a bar gig.
I would. It was a bar gig.
I know. I've done the bar gigs where, like, you know, you're interrupting people's conversations. You're out on the dance floor.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to tell some jokes
like,
now.
I'm not going to get her humor. There's a lot of Jews down here.
Sure, there are plenty. The Sammies. There's a whole frat.
Not in this particular bar. I don't believe
that far. Well, because I have to travel for comedy. Do you travel for work? Because I know you have.
When I was in real estate, which I'm getting back into, I would, you know, go all over the city.
Okay.
And that's just what I did for work, was just sit in my car and go all over the city.
Sitting in traffic. Did you have your favorite spots that you would stop to eat?
Just all over the place. Like Maxwell's. Like, I was eating Maxwell's in my car.
So I gotta stop here.
Gotta get going.
I have a new addiction. I had to fly to Cleveland last week. And then when I flew to Erie, Pennsylvania this weekend, I had to go through Cleveland again. And they have a gelato place. Like, I got off the plane at 9 a.m. last Thursday. And I was walking and gelato, the way it looks, the way it's presented, you can't, like my mouth just, yeah. I'm like Pavlov's on my,
like, have to have.
Like,
have to
I spun around with my bag so fast and I felt good because I actually got the espresso gelato. So it was kind of like having coffee.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. And so when I was leaving Cleveland, I had to stop again and get some more gelato.
Like, did we see you 3 days ago?
Yeah. And they give you these cups and you can pick like three different flavors.
Ooh.
So now I'm like, so I had three coming in. So I'm like, well, I'll get three different flavors on the way out. But then I had to fly through Cleveland again to get to Erie. So I landed. I'm like, I kind of need to have some more gelato. So in the last like 8 days, I've stopped four times at the one gelato place.
So did you pick a favorite flavor?
I think chocolate turtle was my favorite. I was moaning.
Some caramel in it.
Yes, and like the pecans. I was moaning on an Easter morning at the airport. I mean, I was like, and I don't think you should do that around small children who are going home to see their grandmas on Easter.
On Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I was like moaning, and people, I'm like, yeah, you'll have what I'm having. Yes, yes. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Now I want some gelato.
I don't. Yeah. Oh, it's the best. I have to pull up the name because I have pictures of it. I have pictures of myself.
You took pictures of the gelato.
I've been trying
this
to do.
This is the best gelato.
Best gelato at Cleveland Airport. That's one of the great things about traveling, is that you get to try different things, you know? You know, and living in Chicago, you get to try all different kinds of food. Do you have a favorite? Like, do you like our pizza?
I actually love Greek Town. Obsessed. Oh. Obsessed with Greek Town.
How could you not like flaming cheese?
Saganaki. My
Oopa.
Favorite. Just Oopa.
Which ones do you have a favorite?
I like Athena.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
That's a good one.
But yeah, oh, so I love all the food in Chicago. You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
I'm moving into Lincoln Square.
Oh yes, you are. Nice.
Oh,
are you
so
really
excited?
I'm so jealous.
And they have the best. There's some of the best Thai food. My favorite Thai places are over
Which
there.
One do you like?
I like
Spoon.
Opar Thai.
Opar Thai is good. I like Spoon.
Gonna
Those
be right
good.
By Opar Thai.
Yeah, get your like my pad thai, my pad seyu.
This tiger cry beef, it's just mouthwatering.
When you get pad seyu, ask for Chinese broccoli because okay. instead of the regular broccoli, Chinese broccoli is almost like a collard green. It's a little more leafy, and it's so much better in the pad seyu.
I didn't know that you could do that. That you could substitute.
Ask
in.
Them. Ask them if they have Chinese broccoli.
Okay.
Sometimes
okay.
it's a dollar or more expensive.
Yeah. Dollar smaller.
Oh, it's so good. Make sure you get some crushed peanuts on your pad seyu. And if you like spice, a little bit of that vinegar. Oh,
Patsy
my God. I'm so hungry.
Thick,
hey, Craig,
thick noodle.
Who's still open? Is it? Yeah, pad seyu is the thick noodle.
Yeah.
Is it? My growing up, my friend's father owned a restaurant called the Sukhumvit Cafe. Tiki Yutai Von Sakti was her name. And I know how to say her name because I was homeroom. Like, I had to take attendance. So I can still spell her last name.
I love that.
It's like a long name.
Stuff you just don't need in your brain, but it's there.
Yutai Von Sakti. That was their name. Yeah, I love Thai food, Italian food. We got some good stuff.
So
and Lincoln Square at one point was one of the property value there was one of the highest, fastest growing. But you know this as a real estate
person. Unbelievable over there. I feel like it's a hidden gem in Chicago.
Oh, no,
area.
It's not. No, people know.
See,
no,
know.
People know. With the school district there, there's a couple.
Is that very good?
Well, Rahm Emanuel has a pet project in that neighborhood called Coonley and is very aggressive about it. I mean, there's some schools that are getting additions, you know, like $20 million additions being built on. And two of them are actually in that area, Bell, I think, and Coonley.
Oh, wow.
You know, when schools are closing and in other neighborhoods, yeah, they're getting
Lincoln
these state of the
art.
Yeah, they're getting solar panels and, beautiful new buildings with great, yeah.
And there's amazing things there. The Davis Theater, for one thing, just to see a movie. But then you've got the Old Town School of Music right there.
Yeah.
And it's just this unbelievable place for musicians.
It's wonderful. The library there is great. The Brauhaus. Do you like German food?
And Das Boot.
That makes me uncomfortable that a Jewish person tells me that way. This is Patty Vasquez with Leah Berman. Leah Berman on WGN. Who else is hungry? This is Patty Vasquez. And I just got hungry because I've been talking about gelato and Thai food. I'm going to talk about Greek food, Saganaki, the whole list of food.
Saganaki.
So you were asking why I'm hungry. The other reason is because I had gelato for breakfast. I had the lavender vanilla and I had the meringue, which tasted like marshmallow. And I had the chocolate turtle.
And it filled you up.
Uh-huh. No, I probably could have eaten it, but I thought that was it. That was my calorie intake for the day. I can't have Easter lunch now.
And didn't.
I had a little bit. I had I had two stalks of asparagus. Although asparagus, I should have just filled up on. But then you have that what's going to happen later?
Oh, asparagus.
Yeah. Yes, it does things.
We
to
all
you.
Know.
Yes. And I did. I had some fruit. I think you can fill up on fruit.
Absolutely. But then we all know what's going to happen later too.
And get your fiber. She had made my aunt made this great chicken mushroom and had gravy on it. And you put it over bread, and I'm like that can't happen. I had gelato for breakfast. I had delicious gelato. So producer Craig Collins is trying to find out who will bring us food. He's like, let's see who will bring us food because Patty's hungry. We can hear her stomach growling.
Through the radio.
So you have a show on Monday nights.
Yes.
In Logan Square.
Yes. Open mic. Mm-hmm. Open mic. Come one, come all.
At 8:30?
At 8:30. It's 2426, I believe, is the address, but I could have that wrong. It's on Milwaukee. It's right off the blue line, so it's super easy to get to, and it's free.
Google Logan Square Theater.
Yeah, Logan Square Theater.
Yeah.
And it's every Monday night at 8:30, so it's, whenever you want to make it, we're always there.
And how do you feel when you do the open mic? Because there's sort of a freedom to doing that when you're just doing it for yourself and for the audience, as opposed to going to Zany's when you do the funny females.
Yeah, I actually love the open mic.
Yeah.
I just love the little community that we have, created where it's just, put your egos aside and everybody goes to work for three and a half minutes.
Three and a half minutes?
That's what you get.
You get a 3.5 minute set. That's tough.
Bring your best.
Do you have mostly comics doing styles of setup punchline or do you have storytellers?
I've got everybody. I've got some amazing storytellers that come to my room, but I've got these younger kids that are coming up and they have been all set up punch and they blow me away every week. They really do.
Because there is an art
high
form.
Schoolers.
Yeah, there's an art form to set up punchline.
Absolutely. And I don't like to call them kids, but to me they are. They're there and they are hanging with some pretty old older mm-hmm. people, and they're really holding their own.
What, old, like 30?
Yeah, so well, like, yeah, and like to them, okay. we're old, you know, and they're holding their own with us, and they're really impressive. It's just, it's a great community.
That's cool, because I worked with the feature act that I worked with was a nice kid, and I call him a kid too, but he was, we were in Erie, Pennsylvania, and he was coming from like somewhere in the Midwest, and he was 30 minutes late for the first show. And he walked in and he called the manager of the club and he goes, I ran into traffic. I'm running late. And the owner said, I booked you in November. You should have had plenty of time to get here. What a great line.
I mean, that's great.
What a great line.
But isn't that number one, be on time?
I couldn't
believe one.
It was so strange to me. And he and the audience turned on him. They knew it was his fault. Mm. And I came out there and I was like, it was kind of nice being the girl on the show and having the show start late, not because of me.
Yeah.
It was not my fault.
Yeah,
they
can't blame you.
Can't blame me. But he came into the green room, and this is something that's weird. He, you know, he was late, and he came in and he put his hand on my shoulder, like very forward,
okay.
And like I was like a pet or something. Like I'm the little girl in the room, and I go and I can't. And Craig knows this about me. I'm like, why are you touching me?
Yeah,
just I was out loud. I'm like, why are we touching? Yeah. I don't understand what's happening.
Did I invite
right
this?
Now. Yeah, I mean, he walked in late and put his hand on my shoulder, like he was consoling me. I go, you need to console yourself.
Yeah, like, strikes, my friend. Yeah. Strikes.
And he would do it like once, and he was like grabby with me. I don't know if he was like overcompensating for something, but he would like put his arm around me and pull me in. And I'm
right.
We're not, this is not happening. You can't be all touchy grabby.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Not okay.
It's weird. I mean, we work hard enough to make our way in stand-up comedy in a male-dominated industry.
How do you get out of those moments when people are too touchy with you? Because you can't say out loud like, hey, stop.
Right. Well, I literally said, why are you touching me in that situation? I really did. No, I said, why are you? Well, one, because I was angry he was late and touching me.
Yeah.
I feel like you almost had the right to say that immediately.
Yeah. Are you uncomfortable? So you feel like you got to put your, don't lean on me, man. This is your environment.
But you always have to just like kind of see that situation in itself, but different situations. You know, you could be like, well, not a hugger.
Not a
you
hugger.
Know, like,
yeah.
You know.
I was thinking about this. We had, there's a sketch comedy group called Bitter Jester, and I knew two of them well, and the other two I didn't know very well. So at the end, when they were leaving, I hugged two of them, and I go, you know what, let's shake hands for now. And I like, we'll work up to hugging. Like, I felt
make
like
it a joke.
Yeah, but I didn't want to like do the obligatory, like, I hug them, now I have to hug you. Hugging's a weird social development.
Weird. Amen to that. When you're in a room with people and you hug one person, you then have to hug everyone else in the room.
It becomes this like hug fest.
I did that today. I walked into my in-laws before my dress was tucked into my underwear.
Uh-huh.
There were a bunch of women, and it was three of my nieces and a cousin, two adult cousins. So
and then strangers, complete strangers.
I don't know some of the people. Oh, I have another story. So the three nieces like come at me, like we do a group hug. I haven't seen them in a while. They're in town, and then one of the cousin who just had a baby, she gave me a hug, and then there was one more woman like standing there, and I go, hey, let's hug, because I just hugged literally every other person in the room. So that was I could feel her going, we didn't have to do
this.
It's
just like awkward, because it's like
it was very awkward. I had several instances of awkwardness. There was a woman I did not recognize. There were strangers. And this woman, she goes, oh, no, I said, hi, I'm Patty. She goes, no, we've met. And her daughter was coming by. And she goes, Mom, I don't think you have. She goes, no, last time I saw her, she was pregnant. And she goes, no, Mom, that's not her.
Oh, no.
And I was trying to figure out what she meant. And then I realized later, I'm one of the only dark haired people there. They're all Irish. And I think this woman, you know, she's blonde, blue haired, blue eyed. And, but the other woman she was talking about, I believe is like of mixed biracial descent.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she thought that was me. And I, you know what? A couple years ago, I would have been all uptight about it and be like, I guess we all look alike because we're darker skinned, darker haired. And I was kind of like, no, that happens. I could see that. You know, I don't know why I just let it roll right
off.
Because
there are just certain battles you just don't want, you know, just pick your battles. Certain things just have to roll off.
Yeah. And she wasn't being malicious. She probably just made a real genuine mistake.
People
long
make
dark
mistakes
hair.
Like that.
Yeah. So
we're too quick to jump. We're too quick.
When I was younger, I was much quicker to jump. But was that, why was that a flash? Was that,
did you see that?
Was that a traffic camera? Oh, they were taking pictures.
Oh.
Hi. I was like,
I saw that too, and I was like, is there a
They're
camera there? That's
us.
Evil.
Thank you.
That is perfect radio, by the way. Why was there a flash in here that no one saw?
Well, because one night Matt Bubala was here and a car almost drove
yeah,
through the window.
People try to kill people.
So I wanted to make sure there wasn't like the headlights coming at me or something. I'm, again, you know that I'm easily distracted.
Yeah, those traffic lights are just They are terrible.
They are. The flash.
They are terrible.
Yeah, they're very scary.
And you know it right after, and you see that flash, and you're like, oh, no.
I got two in a row. They're warnings, though, because they're the school zone, the slowdown for a school zone. And they were, I mean, like, bang, bang. Like, I'm like, well, come on, you can't. I just got the flash. I can't slow down yet. You can't give me two warnings in the same block. I just saw the flash.
Expensive.
But, yeah, this is a warning. You have 30 days after a camera has been put up to, you know, to adjust and slow down. So they're sending out warnings. So I've gotten two near Jefferson Park. So I will now slow down.
So I now need to slow down in the school area near Jefferson
Park. Well, we all need to slow down.
Absolutely.
The problem with getting those tickets isn't that we got caught. Aren't you just mad that you got caught?
100%.
You did something wrong.
And you know it.
You broke the law.
And you know it. But you probably knew it while you were doing it.
You know what it was? It was your turn. It was your turn to pay the ticket. That's how it works. It just rotates. That's how we pay our bills.
Oh!
It's got to be someone else's turn. Yeah, no one feels good when they get pulled over for a speeding ticket. Have you been pulled over?
Oh, your heart just... It's when you see those blues in the back and your heart is racing and you know.
Right.
And you know you just have to sit there. And you have to be just cordial. Mm-hmm.
Follow instructions.
Hope that they just are giving you a warning.
No, I never get a warning ever.
You always get a ticket?
You always get the ticket.
I've never in my life gotten a warning. I was 16, just barely had a license, and right away, ticket.
Bang.
Yeah.
Just like that. I've gotten a warning once. I had just been fired from a job. I was crying already.
Oh, wow.
So I was in mid, like.
And they have no sympathy.
No, he gave me a warning on that one.
Oh, that was
I was
the warning?
Full on cry.
That's actually a great idea to be mid-cry when they get to the...
Already crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Craig. Wow. You give that a shot.
I don't think it'll work for a guy. I don't think crying works.
He will give you a ticket and take your man card. Those are both happening.
And your license.
Yeah, there's no bond card for your man card.
That's the worst. I mean, I never had that in Boston. They do not take your license. They give you a ticket, but they don't take your license. That was the worst.
Are they changing that? I thought I saw a story where they're not going to take your ticket anymore in the state of Illinois.
And then you have to go to the police station. You got to get your license back. Oh,
have you done the online driving courses for getting a ticket?
No.
Oh, you should. You know what? I think everybody should just do it like every 5 years. We should have to do it. You know.
Did you learn something new?
I did. Well, I mean, it reminds you of the things like, you know, when you go through an intersection to watch for cross traffic and to cover the brake and a lot of things that we take, you know, we kind of take for granted or aren't doing anymore. How you know, your side view mirrors, you know, laid out.
We're in a rush.
Well, as long as you're not in a rush to drive through our studios at WGN, we'll be right back after this.